ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಗುರುರ್ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾ ಗುರುರ್ವಿಷ್ಣು ಗುರುರ್ದೇವೋ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ ಗುರುಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಪರಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಮಸ್ತಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದ್ವರಂ. ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ ಕಂಸಚಾನೂರಮರ್ದನಂ ದೇವಕೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ. ವಿಲ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ಅದರ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ. ಅವಧೂತೌ ವಾಚ ಸಂತಿ ಮೇ ಗುರವೋ ರಾಜನ್ ಬಹವೋ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯುಪಾಶ್ರಿತಾಃ ಯತೋ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮುಪಾದಾಯ ಮುಕ್ತೋಟಾಮೀಹ ತಾನ್ ಶೃಣೋ ಪೃಥಿವೀ ವಾಯುರಾಕಾಶಂ ಚಂದ್ರಮಾರವಿಃ ಕಪೋತೋ ಜಗರಸಿಂಧುಃ ಪತಂಗೋ ಮಧುಕೃದ್ಗಜಃ ಮಧುಹಾ ಹರಿಣೋ ಮೀನಃ ಪಿಂಗಲಾಕುರರೋರ್ವಕಃ ಕುಮಾರೀ ಶರಕೃತ್ ಸರ್ಪಃ ಪೂರ್ಣಾಭಿಸ್ಸುಪೇಶಕೃತ್. ಏತೇ ಮೇ ಗುರವೋ ರಾಜನ್ ಚತುರ್ವಿಂಶತಿರಾಶ್ರಿತಾಃ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾವೃತ್ತಿರೇತೇಷಾಂ ಅನ್ವಶಿಕ್ಷಮಿಹಾತ್ಮನಃ. ಸೊ ಯದುರಾಜ ಮೀಟ್ಸ್ ಅವಧೂತ. ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕಿ, ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸಂಸಾರ, ಹೌ ಯು ಆರ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಯು ಲಿವ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್. ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಅ ಸಂಸಾರ. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಮೇ ಸೇ ಸಂಸಾರ ಸಾಗರ. ಸಾಗರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇವ್ಸ್, ಜನ್ಮ ಮರಣ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ ಲಾಭ ನಷ್ಟ ಮಾನ ಅಪಮಾನ, ಅಪ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೌನ್ಸ್, ಅಪ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಒನ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಟು ಅದರ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ಅವರ್ ಗೋಲ್. ವೆರಿ ಡೀಪ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೆರಿ ವಾಸ್ಟ್, ವಿ ಡೋ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪಾರ. ಅದೇ ಪಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಶೋರ್, ಸಿ ಶೋರ್. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಕಂಪೇರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ವಿತ್ ಓಷನ್, ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಕಂಪೇರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಫ್ ವಿತ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್, ಸಂಸಾರವನ. ರಾಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲಿವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ 14 years ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸತ್ಸಂಗ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಸತ್ಸಂಗ್, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅವಧೂತ ಲಿವ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸಂಸಾರ, ಸಿಂಬಲೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಲಿವ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್. ದಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸಂಸಾರ. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹಿ ಲಿವ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೇಂಜರಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಹವ್ ಮೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್, ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ವಿ ಲಿವ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರೆಸ್ಟ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಸನ್. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಸೀ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್. Man may say like that, I live with like this people, no human quality I see. Chah, what kind of life? Then whenever our sastra says we live in samsara farce, yes, I agree. Why? I experience it. You may say sometimes, like, so even though he lives there, very happy, blissful. What is the secret? Yadavaraja says, what is the secret? How you are able to enjoy this bliss when we are suffering the life? Then he explained, muktaha, I am released, muktaha. After that, atami, then I roam in the forest. How you got released? Because I learnt lesson, buddhimupadaya. Buddhi means here I learnt the knowledge. I got the message. Through the message I practiced, then I became released. Then he asked, what is the message? What are the message? 24 message I received. From whom? 24 gurus. Generally we consider guru means, so somebody is sitting and teaching. The students, are receiving the message and they practice, reflect and practice. Generally, this is the thought about Guru and Shishya. Now, he himself has become student to receive the lessons from the nature. Very nice. Interesting also. How he tuned himself to receive the knowledge. Yesterday we have seen this. Prithvi, these are the gurus. Prithvi, Vayu, Akasham, Apaha, Agni, Chandrama, Ravihi, Kapotaha, Ajakaraha, Sindhu, Patanga, Madhukrut, Gajaha. In that English translation, the river should not be there. You have to strike it out, river. No. And next is Madhuha, Harinaha, Meenaha, Pingala, Kuraraha, Arbakaha, Kumari, Sharakrut, Sarpaha, Urnanabihi, Supeshakrut. Here Arbaka has to be added. Arbaka means child has to be added in the next sloka. Child is missing there. In English, English. Ete me Gurava Rajan. These are all my gurus. Chaturvimshati Ashritaha. 24. The number also is given. 24 gurus. Siksha Vrtibhi Etesham Anva Sikshami Hatman. So from them I learned. So when you go down, when we open our mind, the nature is always ready to teach. The simple. Anybody closes the mind, there's no teaching, no transformation. If you open, then learning happens. Then the improvement. Education brings the expansion in life. Arjuna also, he was closed. But when he got some problem, he surrendered at the feet of Lord Krishna and opened his mind. He kept open his mind. Then he started receiving so many things from Krishna. Then he transformed. From lower level to higher level he went. The transformation happens when you open the mind. If you want to open the mind, you have to break our ego. Otherwise, always the ego comes first. Already I know that. You meet this person. Why? Why? Learned person. Me also. Suddenly the ego comes inside. Even though the person doesn't speak, the ego. So when you bring this kind of ego inside, the mind closed, nothing happens. If you open, then ready to learn. Till our last breath, there is possibilities to learn something from our life. So this is what we have seen yesterday. We have seen Bhagavatam, the introduction of Bhagavatam also. So where is the jewel of Avadhuta Gita kept in the Bhagavad, 11th canto. So all this Avadhuta Gita, Bhikshu Gita, Hamsa Gita, Aila Gita, all this Gita put together is called Avadhuta Gita. Avadhuta Gita has got these all subdivisions. No, Uddhava Gita. So Krishna explains all this Gita to Uddhava. So totally we call this as Uddhava Gita. When he taught this Gita to Arjuna, this we call it Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is given to Arjuna by Krishna at the Kurukshetra war field. This is Uddhava Gita is given to Uddhava in the Prabhasa Kshetra at the departure, when he departs from this world. End of his life, it has been given to Arjuna, Uddhava. Now the first guru. The Avadhuta says the first guru. Prithvi. Bhutairakramyamanopi. Dhiro daiva vashanugai. Tadvidvanna chalet margat. Kshit. Anvasiksham kshiter vratam. Bhutairakramyamanopi. Dhiro daiva vashanugai. Tadvidvana chaled margat. Anvasiksham kshiter vratam. Bhutaihi akramyamanopi. धीरः दैववशानुगैहि तत् विद्वान् अचलयत् मार्गात् अन्वशिक्षं क्षितेर्वृता. अन्वशिक्षं सारी ऐ लर्न्ड् क्षितेः फ्रम् दिस् एर्त् ऐ लर्न्ड् अन्वशिक्षं भूतैः आक्रम्यमानोऽपि द नेचर् आफ् दि एर्त् यु टेक् द होल् ग्लोब् नेचर् आफ् दि एर्त् సో మెనీ మిలియన్స్ బిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ జీవస్ ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఆన్ ద గ్లోబ్. ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ వెన్ దే ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఆన్ ద గ్లోబ్ నథింగ్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు ది ఎర్త్. ఎర్త్ ఇస్ వెరీ ది మ్యాసివ్ బాడీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ పంచభూత నిశ్చిత వెరీ జగజాండిక్ ఫిగర్ అండ్ మ్యాగ్నిఫిషెంట్ ఫిగర్. ఇట్ టేక్స్ ఆల్ ద జీవాస్ అండ్ మూవ్స్ అరౌండ్ ద sun. Nothing happens. When you see this kind of NASA pictures from the moon, the earth from the moon, or the earth from the Mars, they have sent Mangalyaan also, earth from this very massive body. So many living beings on that. So what kind of things we are doing on the earth? Just hitting and digging. And many things, they do. Even if you do so many things, nothing happens. It takes all the jivas and moves in its path, going around the sun. Every point is reflected very deeply by Avadhuta, very deeply reflected. Watching very closely and learning the things. Simply he never learned. Watching very closely, reflected upon it. And learned one lesson. Simply learning, simply just study, learn something different. But watching, reflecting, and getting convinced, and get one lesson from that. So I have been reflecting upon the earth. The earth has got this kind of quality. Bhutaihi akramya manopi. Akramya means occupied. Or has been, what's that? Done so many things on bhuloka, bhumi. భూతహి ఆక్రమ్యమానోపి సరే వాట్ ఇస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆక్రమ్య నథింగ్ హ్యాపన్స్ ది ఎర్త్ ఇట్ జస్ట్ గోస్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ వే సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది పాయింట్ ఐ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ అపాన్ దట్ అండ్ ఐ లర్న్ టు వన్ థింగ్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే వీ విల్ గెట్ మెనీ మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు అవర్ కర్మ ధీరహ ధీరహ మీన్స్ ద లర్న్డ్ పర్సన్ ధీరహ విద్వాన్ టూ థింగ్స్ హెస్ యూస్డ్ లర్న్డ్ పర్సన్ Vidwan, Dhiraha, one who has got this fortitude. We learned, through the learning, we get the fortitude. Fortitude, you call it, ne? Dhira Purusha. Daiva Vashanu Gaihi, Daiva Vashan. We get the problem. The earth is getting problem from billions of jivas. Nothing happens. Just, it is very strong and it moves in its own path in the same way. Dhira Purusha, Vidwan Purusha, even though he gets many problems according to his karma vasana, karma, Daiva Vashanu Gaihi. Here Daiva means not by given by God. Here Daiva means according to our Purva Karma. Whatever we get in our life according to Purva Karma. Daiva Vashanu Gaihi, Tat Vidwan Na Chalet Margat. Sometimes we take some path, whatever it may be, business or some spiritual pursuit or some study. When we take up something, we have some goal. When we start moving to achieve the goal, we get many problems. Many problems. Without problem, we cannot follow. We cannot move even a single step. Everyone is getting some problem from somewhere. Every jiva is connected with his or her past karma. This is Daiva Vasha. So we are all not about that. The individual are not freed from anything. Every individual is connected to Daiva also. Daiva means every individual's pura karma. So we have done whatever we have done in the past that reflects and it comes in our way. Coming every now and then. We cannot say I am very happy. We cannot say, I don't have any problem. You go and ask, interview any person. Do you have any problem? Come sit. You are very compassionate. You are asking this question to me. I am waiting for someone to share. Please sit here. First you take coffee or tea. Why? It will take 2 hours. Only to express. I don't want any solution. Just to listen to my problems. Deva vashar gaihi. Even though we get all kinds of problems, it may come as a situation. Or surroundings. Or through some people. Or through some other natural force we do not know. Even though we get like that, na chalet vidwan margat. Margat from the path is not verdad. He does not move from his path. He should not move from his path. Why? So many problems earth has got. Even though so the millions of problems earth has got, the earth moves in its own, what is that? Path. Actually, science also kept indirectly in this. The earth moves around the sun as a science. Very interesting if you notice. Nothing happens to earth unless we do so many things and we extraordinary things we do, and the earth reflects. Basically, ecology we call it. Unless we do very going beyond our line and do all kinds of dirty things, the earth reflects. Otherwise, it takes and it moves. In the same way, so many things happens on the earth, nothing happens. It keeps on moving in its path. In the same way, the vidwan purusha, dhira purusha, even though we get many things without shaking in our path, we have to move. Very nice lesson. Other simple thing will shake us. I started problems. Have you met problem? No. Then why stopped? Fearing of meeting problems. I fear many problems will come. That's why I dropped. When you take up, problems will come. But handling that, you just walk and reach it. Don't stop or don't get diversion. Don't stop. Just to take up your pursuit until you reach ego. So this is the lesson I learned from the earth. Nice lesson, na? Or simple, you get diverted. We will stop, otherwise we will resign the job. If something happens, then you are not only in the only one place, we will not resign. Office is not right, you resign. This is the 5th office I am working. How many years? In 5 years. Every 1 year I change my office. I don't like the people. Office we can resign. At some social organization, this is the 10th organization. I don't find any organization in this area. Every I enter, I come back. The organization also resign. Office also resign. Only one place I am not able to resign. In this, from the family. Why? I am the father of the family. I have given a resignation letter. They are not accepting. You cannot give a resignation letter. Commitment is something different. We are ready to give resignation letter to family also. But they are not receiving. Commitment is different. There is no commitment there. So you can shift. Whether it is committed or not committed to some place. But when you take up, just to go without shaking it. That's why he is calling it vidwan, learned person, vidwan, dhira. When you learn, then we get this kind of the strength to fall. This is the lesson I learned from the earth. Nice lesson actually. Bhutaihi akramyamanopi. Dhira, like that, daiva vashanaka, according to our purva karma. Now, one thing we should understand, whatever we get in our life, whether it's bad people, good people, our bad situation, goods, everything happens because of our purva karma. But man is always ready to blame situation or others. You agree with this?
Yes.
Always we. It's so one thing, if we understand this purva karma and the situation and the purva karma, because we only made the destiny. Who made destiny? We made destiny. Our own destiny. Sometimes you will see the people, nobody is there, you will curse the Lord. All because of you. He is also laughing at us. Hey, you only made. You only made the karma and I am distributing this karma to you without paying to other. I am not taking any salary. But you did it. And I have brought and hand over the karma to you. You are unnecessarily blaming me. Because nobody is there to blame. That's why I blame you. Otherwise, I blame my destiny, all my karma, karma. When you understand this, because we did in the past, it's coming to us. Then you will know how to understand, how to take it very silently. The main thing is to achieve the goal. Problem will come. We have to cross over the problem, achieve the thing. Otherwise, we will not achieve the problem. No, we will not achieve the success. We will drop the idea. We'll drop the idea of achieving the goal. Then we'll start blaming the people. Then we'll start regret. Otherwise, worry. Everything will happen. If you get this kind of lesson, achieving the goal, all your mind is focused. There is no blaming. We also are inspired. There is no worry. All positive things only will happen in our life. Nice kind of teachings. If you want all the positive things, just to follow. If you don't want, just don't follow. This is the message by scriptures to us. Very interesting. So, Purva Karma will come. Then, without diverting, you have to reach it. This is what I learned from the earth. Tadvidva na chalet margat. Margat means from the path. Na chalet. There is no wavering kind of mind. Anvasiksham, so I learned Kshitehe Vrad. From the earth I learnt it. Okay? He reflected upon it very deeply, then he got the lesson. Some lessons will be very visible, very clearly visible. Some lessons you have to reflect and take it. You reflected and took the lesson. Going to next guru. You liked the first guru?
Yes.
You have to like it. Not shaking from the thing, it will happen. Not complaining, not or that worry. Very strong. But when you understand, we become Vidwan. Very, very interesting. The understanding brings all kinds of strength inside. Understanding, the knowledge, it brings strength. When you get the strength through understanding, then automatically, strength means dhirata. Dhirata comes by Vidvatva. Through the understanding, we get the dhirata. Once you get dhirata, the problem will not touch. You can cross over. You know how to meet problem. And the small kind of problem, we will fall. Small kind of. Before problem hitting us, we will fall. So weak person, we will fall. Why you are falling? There is no vidvatta. There is no understanding. When understanding comes, automatically strength comes, the problem goes away. Simple. Going to next guru. Air. From air what he understood. Vishayesha vishan yogi. Because I split it.
Yeah.
I split. So you have to study this. Vishayeshva vishan yogi.
Vishayeshva vishan yogi.
Nana dharmeshu sarvataha.
Nana dharmeshu sarvataha.
Guna dosha vyapetatmaha.
Guna dosha vyapetatmaha.
Na vishajeta vayuvat.
Na vishajeta vayuvat.
Vishayeshva vishan yogi.
Vishayeshva vishan yogi.
Nana dharmeshu sarvataha.
Nana dharmeshu sarvataha.
Guna dosha vyapetatmaha.
Guna dosha vyapetatmaha.
Na vishajeta vayuvat.
Na vishajeta vayuvat.
Yogi. Here yogi. The mind and intellect is united. The mind is united according to the intellectual understanding. Yogi. Are trying to bring the mind according to the values in the intellect. It's called yogi. Yogi. Vishayeshu avishan. So, he just goes through many, many experiences. Vishayeshu. Avishan. As upasarga here, okay? Avishan. Nana dharmeshu. There are many kinds of experiences. Even if the yogi happens to be in the contact with the sense objects of various descriptions, he sees smell, hears, taste, touch, all the sense objects, sense experiences, various descriptions. It should remain like air, untouched by bad and good and bad effects of such contacts. Vishayeshu avishanda, yogi, vishayeshu avishanda nana dharmeshu. Shu again, seventh case, plural form. Why? Many things are there. Vishayeshu, sarvataha, from all around. Sarvataha. Because when we move in the world, we get front, back, side, top, bottom, all the places you get. Because everywhere the maya jalam. Jalam means the net. Everywhere is there. Guna dosha vipeta atma. Then you see guna and dosha, both the things will come. Good experience and bad experience. Navishajjeta vayuvatu. Even though he experiences all the things, you should not get touched by those things like vayu. This I learned from the vayu. Now you have to go back. Vayuvatu navishajjeta. Vayuvatu. When I reflected upon the nature of wind or the air, the nature of the air is that never attaches with anything. It's a very interesting thing when we notice Vayur Gandhani Vashayat. Vayur Gandhani Vashayat. He's explaining 15th chapter how the Jiva takes away the experiences. That's a different context. But here Vayur Gandhani Ashayat. The same example when you take, but the different context. Now here, when Vayu moves, suppose jasmine flower is there. When it moves through the jasmine flower, it takes jasmine smell. It takes to some distance and it drops and goes. Again, rose flowers are kept. Again, it goes through the rose flower. Again, takes the carrying rose flower, the fragrance. Again, it drops. Suppose the rotten egg, the dead body. Again, it goes there. Guna dosha vipetatma. Whether it is jasmine flowers fragrance or rose fragrance, rotten things are lying down, it goes and carries, again it drops there. It goes here and there. It moves inside and outside. Even though it goes inside and outside, it's looking like carrying the things, but never carries. It looks like that it's carrying. No. At that time, it looks like that it's carrying. So immediately after that, it drops and goes. Na vishajjeta vayuvatu. Even though this person moves in between here, and different experiences, the experience will come, you cannot avoid it. When you say something good, a good experience comes. Something bad experience comes there. Nana dharmeshu, vishayeshu avishan. It's not telling this, it's not coming out of this. The air is there inside the whole universe, and different experiences, even though it goes through, but never carries permanently. At that time, it seems to be that it's carry. But permanently, no, it's completely detached. Like that, when the person comes out from the house and moves around the world, different experiences, there's no carrying. When he comes back, says in the meditation, completely like Vayuvatu. Very interesting. The lesson. So I also move in the world and experiencing different the touch, taste, seen, smell, everything I also experiences. When I come back and sit, I am like Vayu. Never carry. The ordinary person will carry all the things in them. He'll go out and carry everything, sit on the sofa or sit on the chair and brood over it. You get the difference between the yogi and ordinary samsari person. Every experience. This is a different kind of vayu. When it goes Okay, it takes bad. A jasmine flower smell also comes. And what is that? The rotten kind of smell also comes. It takes two. Not leaving everything. Different experiences. And whatever he sees, whatever he hears, whatever he smells, whatever he tastes, everything he collects. Now see the mess of the personality. Because we are not able to drop it, we just collect all those things and put together, see the smell of the air there. You cannot understand what kind of smell it has got. Getting it? All messed with many, many smells. So I carry. When he goes, not only one sense, all the five sense organs. Different experience. Guna dosha vyapyatma. Guna dosha. All positive experiences, all negative experiences, collects everything. So one day, now see, he goes out by 9 o'clock outside. He comes evening 5 o'clock, collecting all the things, put together and sit. Now see his face also. Carrying everything, collecting and carrying, putting it together and experiencing. He says that, I am not doing that. See the difference between Yaduraja and Avadhuta Gita. He asks, how you are able to, what is that, live very happily? This is the question. Now he is telling. The man goes out, when he goes out, he collects everything through the sense organs and putting together and what is it, brooding over. See, he never gets bliss. Now see, I also live in the world. I move around the world and get different experience. Wherever I get different, there itself I drop. Then I go, I drop. So when I come and sit, I am completely like wind. Navishajeta. There is no attachment. I also get many experiences, whether it's positive or negative. Positive will just think and brood over. Negative will just think and brood over. I also get, but I drop there itself. That's why I feel the bliss from the Atma. This man is entertaining all the experiences with mind and intellect. There's no chance to get bliss. Because he has the question, how you are able to experience the joy? This is the secret. Very interesting. Very subtle secret. When you start carrying the experiences and thinking over it, no bliss. Because we are living in the mind and intellectual level. Very subtle idea, no? You got the idea?
Yes.
But it's in the mind's nature to catch that experience. Different experience. Catch. One more very nice thing. You catch today idea. Whether it's good or bad. Even 1 month after also. This is too much. After 1 month also. When you think about that experience, again you get the feeling. Yeah, you also know that. Then after, I also know that. First positive or negative. He doesn't learn how to drop it. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. It's different. Intellectual understanding is different. Which feeling is different? Same experience you are trying to bring. He said, the vayuvat, na vishajjeta. So, vayu, how it goes and get different experiences, never takes anything, just a drops itself there in the same way. I also move around the world. Different experiences. I drop there itself, not carrying anything. So this is the subtle the knowledge, the information or message I got from Vayu. That is the secret of my bliss. Very highest secret. How to keep our mind always very free. Because of the collection of many experiences, we are not able to go beyond the mind. Even though mind goes, I know how to drop it. How to drop it is a secret. How to drop it like Vayu. Navishajjeta Vayuvat. Vayuvat, I am not getting attached. Very nice word then. One more lesson. The first one is, I am not going away, moving away from my root. Next one is, I am not getting attached with Vayu. You have to use the mind, but you should know how to keep the mind always clean. That's what the case. Telling. I use my instrument, But I know how to keep my instrument clean always. Even if you take the knife, you cut the fruit, not washing. So everything is over there. The knife is carrying all the fruit, essence of. You get the bread and not washing. I'm going to take some other thing, cut. From the morning till evening, cutting, not washing anything. That all sticky. Even though we use the instrument, how to keep it clean, then and there. That's a very clean instrument. That's when we use the mind, different experience. There itself we drop, then mind is very clean. There's no carrying all the experiences and brooding over upon them. This is what I learned from Vayu. Very subtle message. Vishayeshu avishan nana dharmeshu sarvataha. Even though I go, gunadoshe vepetatma, experience all bad and good. Na vishajjeta. I am not getting attached with any experience. How? Like Vayuvat. This is the lesson I learned from Vayu. The two gurus over, third guru. Third guru is a little. All this guru knows, see, Panchabhutas. Learning the lesson from Panchabhuta, our basic things. Then he comes many gurus, third guru. Tejo Bhannamayair Bhavaihi.
Tejo Bhannamayair Bhavaihi.
Megadyair Vayu Neritaihi.
Megadyair Vayu Neritaihi.
Naspriśyate nabastatvat.
Naspriśyate nabastatvat.
Kala srishtair gunair puman.
Kala srishtair gunair puman.
Tejo bhannamayair bhavaihi.
Tejo bhannamayair bhavaihi.
Megadyair vayu neritai.
Megadyair vayu neritai.
Naspriśyate nabastatvat.
Naspriśyate nabastatvat.
Kala srishtair gunaih puman.
Kala srishtair gunaih puman.
Here nabaha. Nabaha means space. The nature of spaceness. Vayuna yiritaihi. Meghadyaihi. In the space there are two things here. You see the space outside. The endless space. Then the earlier sloka he says the Vayu. Vayu will go inside and takes the experiences. Even though his experiences, it drops immediately. Now the space is little subtler than Vayu. Vayu carries something. And after that it drops. Then the space never carries anything, never drops. So he goes little, what's that, beyond. What's that, little further than the Vayu. Nabaha is there, the space is there. See how nicely he has taken his mind from ordinary things to the higher level and learning very, very subtle subject. Space is there. In the space, you see the wind. The wind is kept in the space. And the mega adhyayi, mega means what? The clouds. The clouds and wind. Both the things are kept in the space. The space gives the space to the wind and clouds. The nature of wind moves from here to there and it takes the clouds along with it. The wind carries the, clouds. The wind and cloud work together in the space. Space was not touched by wind or clouds. In the same way. This is the message. He noticed it. When he walks, when he sits, when he eats. So always he is reflecting upon this kind of idea. The space is there. Even though the wind takes Megadyaihi Vayuna Yiritaihi. Mega, the first lines, the last words. Megadyaihi. That's why we have to study Sandhi. It looks very, very complicated. Only one line. Only one line. and connected with so many words. Mega adyaihi, vayuna iritaihi. Even though it is, what is that, taken away by vayu, na sprishyate nabaha. Sprishyate means touching. Na sprishyate, not touched by, what is that, nabaha. Or nabaha, the space is not touched by vayu and mega. Mega means cloud in the same way. Then what is the message here? Teja abhu annamayadi bhavaihi. That's it. Now here we have body. This body is created by teja, fire. Ab, water. Annamaya. Anna. So whatever we take the food, annamaya kosha. Modification of all food. Anna. Ab, water is there. Teja and fire is there. It's understood that all the, it is made up of five bhutas. Even though it is teja, abhu, annamayadyaihi, bhavaihi, kala srishtaihi. So it is created by our purujanma, or that vasana. Even though it is created by purujanma vasana, purujanma karma. Now see, this is like mega, okay? Mega. And vayuna irita. Mega is there, vayu is there. So all the panchamahabhutas, created panchamahabhutas, the body like mega. And it is taken from one place to other place to this place, like that. It goes, moves. They have, according to our Purva Karma, Purva Vasana. Purva Karma, Purva Vasana takes, Purva, this is like wind. And our body is like, what? Mega. This takes this. Okay. Even though we move from this place to that place to, who is taking, I mean like that mega, the cloud. Who is taking this cloud? The wind takes from one place to other place. Where? The endless space. Very interesting. If the space is endless, the endless space, vayu also very limited area. It has got the limited, occupied with limited area, and this vayu takes away mega in the same way. This is bundle of thing. Teja, abhu, annamaya, dehi, bundles taken by what the kala srishtaihi gunaihi. Gunam, our pura janma karma. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, all the gunas is made up of vasanas. This vasanas is srishta, created by Kala. Kala srishtaihi gunaihi puman. But I am not touched. Then who are you? I am the Atma. Very interesting. I am like Atma. My nature is Atma. I am not touched by Kala, the Puro Janma Karma or this body. In me everything is happening. Suppose the space says that. Space says. Speaks sometimes. The space has to speak here. Then only you can understand. Space speaks. Space says that. In me, wind is there and what is that? Clouds are there. The wind takes clouds. But I am not touched by wind. I am not touched by clouds. Everything is happening in me. You get it? The space speaks. In the same way, the yogi speaks that. He is identified with his own nature. He says that, I am Paramatma, I am Atma. In me, the body is taken. Body is taken from here and there, in the forest, or the city area, or town area, wherever the body moves. Body is moving like cloud. And body is moved by my Purva Janma Karma. I am not touched with my Purva Janma Karma. I am not touched with the body. Then who are you? I am like space. This concept of Atma I understood from the space. Very interesting. See the understanding. Powerful lesson. I am like, first in the Vayu he said, the difference between Vayu and this, the Vayu said, when I identify with my mind sometimes, when I identify with my mind sometimes, even though I go, I experience many things, I never get attached with it. I drop there itself. If I identify with my instrument, this is my nature. What is my nature? Like Vayu, I move. And sometimes when I go beyond my nature, beyond my instrument, then I sit like space, even not attached with, what is that? Not carrying my mind. You get the difference between Vayu and space? When I handle the instrument, when I handle the equipment, I know how to use. When I take the mind, I know how to use the mind. I'm not carrying anything, like Vayu. Actually speaking, when I sit in meditation, I know, I drop that mind also. I'm not Vayu. I go little beyond that. Like space, my Atma. Like cloud, my this body. Like the wind, my Purva Karma. So I witness my body and Purva Karma like space. This is what I learned from the space. I hope you got the message here. Nas prashyate nabaha. One time Swami Vivekananda, he visited America. And he has given very powerful lectures in America. He has shaken the whole universe with his lectures. Powerful personality. He's one among the seven rishis. Saptarishis. One among the Saptarishis. He came and shaken everything. Other time he was moving in America. One time he told to her. No, the devotee told Swami Vivekananda. He said that, Swamiji, we are in this city. Maybe New York or Atlanta. We are in Atlanta. Okay, we will take Atlanta. He said, he specified some city. He said, Swamiji, you are in this city. Suppose Atlanta. You are in Atlanta. Immediately, Swami Vivekananda said, reply, hey, I am not in Atlanta. The whole Atlanta is in me. You see that? He said like that. The Atlanta is in me. That means he identifies himself with this truth, Paramatma. Then only it is possible, this kind of statement is possible. When I am in Atlanta, means what? I identify with my body, mind, intellect. When I move in Atlanta, so I am in Atlanta. You are right. I am in Atlanta. He says, no, Atlanta is in me. That means what? He identifies with the endless space like Atma, and he is the whole Atlanta also, where he is a small piece. I hope you understand this subtle idea. I am like Atma. Everything is lying down in me. My body is moving. Because when we forget that nature, when we identify with this body, then we say, that our poor, my karma is pushing me here. Because of my karma, I go to office, I come to house, office comes, house. Who are you? I am like cloud. Then who is controlling you? My poor karma, like wind. I am controlled by that. So if you know how to go beyond this cloud and wind, then you can. Nasprishyate nabaha tatvat. The space is not touched by cloud and wind. In the same way, my nature is not touched by my body and my purujan karmas. Kala srishtaihi gunaihi. This is the lesson I learned from the space. Beginning itself, he takes the subject to the very highest level. Very highest level. But you have to reflect upon it. What a very subtle message. Very powerfully he reflected and he received that message. Because he's very subtle, we have to go little. Very, what is that, ordinary kind of. Go to water, you'll go to next water, Guru. You should not be very subtle area. We get sleep. And mind goes very, very subtle. But sometimes it enjoys the idea. Great idea. Sometimes it's, if it, the intellect is not able to grasp, immediately gets sleep. But the idea is very subtle. If it gets the idea, then it enjoys. If it doesn't get the idea, then it comes down. When it comes down, we have to come down immediately. To the next guru. Water. Water is next guru. Swachcha prakritita snigdaha.
Swachcha prakritita snigdaha.
Madhurya stirta bhunrinam.
Madhurya stirta bhunrinam.
Muni punatyapam mitram.
Muni punatyapam mitram.
Iksho sparsh iksho ఈక్షోపస్పర్శ కీర్తనై స్వచ్ఛ ప్రకృతిత స్నిగ్ధః మాధుర్య తీర్థ భూంద్రణాం ముని పునాత్యపామిత్రం ఈక్షోపస్పర్శ కీర్తనై అపాం. ఆపహ మీన్స్ యర్ వాటర్. అపా ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్. దిస్ ఇస్ వెన్ హీ మస్ట్ హవ్ సీన్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ అండ్ సిట్ నియర్ ద వాటర్ అండ్ అబ్జర్వ్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్. జస్ట్ సీయింగ్ సంథింగ్, అబ్జర్వింగ్ సంథింగ్. వెన్ మూవ్ జస్ట్ వి సీ థింగ్స్ ఉన్న గో సిట్ అబ్జర్వ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద వాటర్. స్వచ్ఛ, వెరీ క్లీన్, స్వచ్ఛత. Sometimes you see the water, even 5 feet, 7 feet also you can see what is lying down in the base. Swachha, this is called swachha, pure, swachha. Prakritaha snigdaha, naturally it's very snigda, naturally it cleans. Snigdaha means there are the two kinds of snigda. When suppose we are very rich. Billion. You are all very poor people. You wash your hands with ordinary water. Then how will you wash your hands? With honey. Very rich. Honey or pure milk. Imported milk from other country. Even though we are millionaire and billionaire, we are impossible to wash our hands. And so the honey are snigdata, stickiness. The simple water is needed. Yes, snigdata means it's not like what stickiness it is. Snigda means stickiness, not like it washes and nothing happens to the hand. You feel comfortable. Prakritaha snigdaha, even naturally it is very nice. Simple, naturally. ప్రకృతితః స్నిగ్ధః, వెరీ సింపుల్ టు వాష్. ఫస్ట్ స్వచ్ఛ, ఇట్స్ వెరీ క్లీన్ అండ్ ప్రకృతితః స్నిగ్ధః. వెన్ యూ వాష్ నథింగ్ హ్యాపన్స్, ఇట్ క్లీన్స్ అండ్ యూ ఫీల్ కంఫర్టబుల్. సెకండ్, థర్డ్ ఇస్ మాధుర్య. ఇట్స్ వెరీ నైస్ ఫీలింగ్ వెన్ యూ డ్రింక్ మాధుర్యత. ద త్రీ థింగ్స్ వెరీ సింపుల్ బట్ మాధుర్య. హనీస్ మాధుర్య ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్ and milk's madhurya is different. Here this is natural madhurya. When you are very, what is that, we feel very thirsty, at that time we will not drink honey, 1 liter of honey. I feel very thirsty. Milk, hot milk, no. So at that time of need, we need only the water. Even he may be very, very great person, no. At that particular moment, I need water. Water only fulfills this kind of thirst. Madhurya. At that time only we will feel what is the madhurya of water. Simply we will not feel. At the time of very crisis only we feel the madhuryata is there. We were conducting a camp in one place. The small children. They used to participate in the camp, junior camp, junior chick camp. So we have taken them to some mountain, nearby mountain, asked them to climb. Many people, they forgot to take up their water bottle. I still remember that water bottle. They climbed and they came back. We did not, many things would have happened, we did not know. Then at the end of the course, 4 or 5 days we had this camp. End of the course, the feedback. We asked, what is your feedback? So many people told, the food is very nice here. All the feedback, we have got food. And bedding is nice. And this class is very nice class. Why? There is no question answer. Very nice. And the competition classes, many. And one boy came and he took the mic. He said that, I'm from rich family. Rich family. I never knew that what is thirsty. Okay? I never experienced it. When I climbed, then I forgot to take my water bottle. I came down. I took the water, then only understand what is thirsty, what is the taste of the water. I never forget that. I never forget. Very rich boy. Never went through any kind of the hunger and thirst. No, nothing. Because there's no chance. Everything is available. He said that, I understood what is the taste of the water today. Feedback. 15-16 year boy, the fourth, I think 12-13 year boy. He was very subtle. Very subtle. I never had this kind of feedback. He says that. He said, taste of water. Madhuryata. Simply when you read Madhuryata, we will not understand. When we get this kind of thirsty situation, then we can come and what is the taste of the water. You see how he reflected. Suppose you ask anyone, what is the very tasty thing you think? Pepsi, Cola, Fanta, something. Say that. Something other than water. When time comes, I don't want anything, only water. Very, very basic thing. There is the interesting nature of the water. Madhurya, Swachata, Prakrita, Snigdata, and Madhuryata. These are the three things. Thirtha Bhundrana. Thirtha means the water, the nature of the water. Nrina for the people, for every living being, for every, whether it is animal or manushya, for all the things. Nrina means your manushya. For Nrina, Prakrita, Snigdaha, Swachya, Madhurya. These are the nature of the water in the same way. Munihi. Munihi means one who reflects upon his nature. The person, the yogi. Punati. He also purifies. When he moves in the society, Mitram, with his friendliness. When he moves in the world, it's the Iksha Upasparisha Kirtanaihi. When he speaks, Kirtana means when he speaks. Upasparisha, when he touches the people there. When he touches, when he speaks, and when he sees. These are three qualities of water. Swachya, Snigdha, and Madhuryata. The same. When he speaks, when he touches, when he sees. So he brings this kind of the simple, what is that, look, simple touch, and simple word. He brings the joy to the world. It should be like that. The yogi should be very, very simple. So not very, very putting himself very in the high place. No, very simple. He also moves with the people like water. So I have learned this from water. Whenever I see the water, I learned this. Water is very simple. It's available everywhere. It's available. Now we are making the water this different. But naturally, it's available everywhere. Very simple. Very pure. And snigdha. And Madhuri in the same way. The man should move in the world with a very simplicity and with Madhuryata. No complication. This is all a honey, it's a complicated sticky. He moves, there's no stickiness. Madhuryata. And Punati, it cleans. Very interesting. That's why we call our Gurudev Madhuryana, Madhuraswabhavaya Namaha. Madhuraswabhava. Wherever great people, Madhura Sobha, Madhuryata is the simplicity. Whatever they get, they just take and enjoy the life. You must have seen our Guruji Swami Tejo Mahinji. Then you see, you can understand this kind of slokas. Leader of the great organization, very simple. I never seen or that person like that, very simple. In front of us, man is living. Very simple. Madhuryata, very sweet personality. Sweet personality, simplicity, and purifying our heart. The presence itself makes very comfortable. All the great saintly people are like this. So I learned this from the water. So this is the four lessons he has learned from four. From earth, I learned how we have to be very rigid in our path. From the Vayu, I know, even though I experience everything, I know how to not to carry anything. Vayu vatu na vishajjet. I understand myself, the nature, my nature is like space. I'm not attaching with body and my puro karma. Then now, and I understood how to go along with the people, like water, simple. Not demanding, not expecting. You have to go along with the people. Just by speech, by look, by touch, you bring the happiness to the world. You see, available everywhere. The simplicity I learned from the water. Then he continues, then we'll see tomorrow. You like the lessons?
Yes.
The first five lessons is a little subtle and reflection is needed. Then after that, it goes very simple. Lessons, very interesting lessons. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.
Thank you.